I worked very closely with Leo Varadkar when I was chief whip in 2017. I would have a good insight into the ethics and the work ethics of Leo as well, and I want to wish him well in his decision. And I suppose things do move quickly along, and nominations opened at 10 o'clock. There seems to be at this stage a front runner in Simon Harris, who seems to be getting a lot of public support as well from within the parliamentary party. But I suppose one of the things that I looked at and looked back and reflected back on previous leadership contests, one between Enda Kenny and Richard Bruton, I think that contest made Enda stronger and came into government and the Taoiseach in a stronger position following that contest. And similarly, Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney contested the election in 2017. I think it was good for the party. So I think there is a thinking within the party as well from speaking to members that a contest would be good. But look, that will be determinant on whether anybody else puts their name forward or not.
And would you endorse Simon Harris as leader of Fine Gael and Taoiseach?
Yeah, I mean, look, if Simon Harris is the contender and he's the only name in there, obviously that the thing moves along, and then it will require the approval of the Dáil, and I will have a vote in that respect as well. But look, whoever the person will be, whether it's Simon or whether it's anybody else, I certainly we'll be sitting down and having a conversation, because while I do vote with the government on substantive issues, and I'll continue to do that, there are still remaining issues, and one specifically in relation to MICA, that I'll be having that conversation with whoever the new Taoiseach will be. So look, I suppose out of respect to the process, now there may be more names, there may not, but look, let's see how the situation evolves over the next number of hours.
There's a lot of calls, most notably from the opposition, for a general election. Do you think that should happen? Is there an appetite there from the general public for that to happen?
Well, look, I think we should always go back to our constitution, and we're constitutionally bound to hold an election every 5 years. We're still within the 5 years. We're not at the end point of this current Dáil term. And one thing, you know, from looking back at my... You know, when I look back at our own history in our own country, with three general elections in an 18-month period in 1981 and 82, and if you even look back to the economic cycle, like a lot of the political cycles can coincide with economic cycles, and the early 80s, mid 80s, late 80s was a very, very turbulent time economically for our country, and I don't think electoral bouncing into elections for the sake of elections is a good thing. We've been very fortunate in the last 20 years that most Dáil terms have gone to their full term. Some of them went 4 years, but a lot of them went the full term in the last 20 years. So I think having an election for the sake of an election, just because there's a leadership change at Taoiseach level, this is not unprecedented. This has happened before, and I'm from listening to Micheál Martin and the Green Party, Colin just there as well, like, people want to focus on stability.